For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. These are the morning headlines for Thursday, June 10th, 2021. Yesterday evening, a police car was struck by a passing driver on the I-15, sending three men to the hospital. Around 5 p.m. yesterday, a police officer was helping a man from Downey whose car had caught fire. They were stopped on the I-15 around milepost 39 near Aramo. The police officer was in the driver's seat with the assisted man on the passenger side. While in the patrol car, the car was hit from behind by a man from California driving a Honda sedan. Preliminary reports show that traffic cones were along the road, as well as a sign on the back of the patrol car that said slow down. At the time of the crash, the patrol car was slowly moving forward in the closed-off lane to protect firefighters. The trooper and both men involved in the accident were transported to Portneuf Medical Center. An investigation about the crash is ongoing. Governor Brad Little says Idaho's economy has blown past projections, and that could mean more tax relief and investments in education, roads, clean water, internet service, and other areas next year. In a news release, the governor says May's state revenue was $580 million ahead of the forecast. The fiscal year, which ends this month, will likely end with an $800 million surplus. The governor says he will advocate for even more tax relief and strategic investments in education and other areas. If you're looking for some exciting theater performances to attend, the Ammon Arts Community Center is presenting its version of Shakespeare's A Midsummer's Night Dream. East Idaho News reports the show will run from Friday through this Tuesday at Thunder Ridge High School in Idaho Falls. Performances begin at 7 p.m. Director Rachel Kepner says A Midsummer Night's Dream is probably Shakespeare's most approachable play. In this adaptation, Kepner chose to set the play in the 1930s Depression era. Yet, there are still aspects of fantasy and magic from the original script. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Thursday, June 10th, 2021. I'm Emma Isaac. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.